Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I offer you a warm welcome if you are live listening to me, or if you happen to be listening in the archives. We have two shows, one every Sunday and one every other Saturday, that I do with Charlene McNeil. And so tune into the two of them, The Message and The Messenger. Now, for today, the topic that I am using is usually has to do with information that I've gotten or received from a reading for someone. And if you're not aware of this, there's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos, and I work with the cherubim who holds the universal Akashic records for every soul. We also work on world events here on this planet, which is then located on this planet. But the records that are in the center of the cosmos is imprinted by you. It is all of your events from the moment that your soul was created until the present moment. And when I go to the cherubim, they show me your record as a book. We open it up, and usually light streams through first if you're working with the light. And then we see such things as before that, the cover of the book, what that means, how the soul was created, the mission that you were on today, questions about the past, because it really does have great influence on the present. And so I bring this information on particular readings that have intrigued me, because I think they are basic truths. And one of the readings that I have chosen to discuss with you today is a reading where an individual is being challenged by the one that she is married to. In other words, they've separated several times. She doesn't know whether or not to go back with the spouse, doesn't want some clarity on what is happening between the two of them. And I was so intrigued with this because I think it can describe many people today. It might not be between a husband and a wife, but issues that come into your life that makes you feel like your world is falling apart, because the individual also doesn't know which field to take up, where to put their attentions as far as a life journey, earning money, becoming more prosperous. And as you can see, I believe you'll find issues of some sort that could be relating to your life, and this is why I decided to choose this reading. Also, being a person who separated and was divorced, also there was an intriguing thing in the reading, in the sense that it talked about a task partner. And I've spoken about this in the past, and I think it would be a super idea to touch base on it today. A task partner. What is a task partner? Well, it seems that we have a certain group of souls that we incarnate with, and we usually come with some kind of goal, something that the soul is going to work on for that lifetime. And it's usually at least one, shall we say, really important issue that needs to be faced, needs to be cleared before we can really go on in our full power. And so a partner who works on a task is with you is usually someone who has played this role through many lifetimes. And as you plan what the soul wants to examine and incorporate and overcome during that lifetime, there is usually the task partner that steps forward and say, I can help you with that. So you probably have a task partner in your life also. Now, the task partner has come to help, but my golly, they can infuriate you if they so choose, because there could be, not necessarily, but could be conflict between the two of you, because what this task partner is doing when they challenge you is they are trying to get you to examine the events between the two of you and see within your heart what is the stumbling block. Well, many of us when we're working with a task partner sure don't decide that we're going to look within and find out what the problem is. If we've got a task partner that we're battling with, we're so involved in battling with them that we're not necessarily looking within. And so this was one of the messages or one of the points in this particular reading, that this spouse was a task partner. And I found that very fascinating because I went through that myself and I understand that. And so this examination, this going within, in other words, this was a relationship where they are struggling with one another. And they describe him as a lightning prod for you. He moves you through what you feel is opposition. Well, we have these people in our lives, don't we? His challenging manner is designed to have you look within and question certain ideas that you have accepted as part of yourself. And so this back and forth swing of force is designed for you to examine. In other words, when the person presses you, what is it that causes you to rebel at that quality that he holds over you? Is it because it is something very painful to look within during those times? There is a reason for this. We have all had some lifetimes where our truth was questioned by yourself and by others. In other words, if you're not really standing within your truth of who you are, and there are people around you who have made you feel doubt in the integrity of what you're feeling on the inside, and you believe what they say, that's truth for you. Because I love this statement. What the mind accepts becomes truth and a stumbling block for the soul if what you're accepting is not really true to your nature. And I think this really is something that we need to think about, because if somebody's casting doubt towards you, you have a point of view. You believe you're a certain kind of a person. You believe you have certain skills. You believe you have a certain integrity. And somebody doubts you. Somebody is saying something that makes you feel that you are less than you really are. If you start believing them, then it becomes your truth. So the belief system. You know, somebody can doubt you. Somebody can say something against you. But if you know that this is not your truth, and they are the one in error, you become even more empowered. You then really know who you are. But unfortunately, in our past lives, so many times we have been criticized. We probably have even been murdered for our belief in the light. If you've been a light worker through many lifetimes, the dark has been responsible for killing you. All you've got to do is look at some of the history, the battles that have been lost, the inquisitions, those who have been sacrificed in one way or the other because they didn't believe what somebody else believed. And so you gathered doubt. You lost some of the integrity of who you are. And this lifetime is designed to change all of that. So if you're one of these people who is struggling with somebody, he might just or she just might be your task partner. And so instead of battling, look within. What is that quality when they press you? What are you rebelling against? what hold do they have over you? Ask those questions. Look within. It will be painful. But what you will do is find an amazing answer as to who you really are beneath this. As I go along with this, dear friends, if you have a question, 877-876-5227, come on in and jump in on the conversation. Now, in this reading, this individual, as we said, had been going through a lot of these struggles with their task partner. And the way the reading went is the magnificence of this individual's soul, who they were in past lifetimes, this great, remarkable abilities that this individual has, and they're not awakening to it. They're not awakening to their spiritual gifts, their spiritual missions. And I want to read you a sentence because, again, this is another thing. When you are looking within, when you are evaluating who and what you are, I know this to be true. If you have a spiritual role to fill and you don't move when your soul prompts you to turn you towards your spiritual role, then you're going to have trials come in your life, because the trials are made for you to stop and ponder your life in view of the turmoil that's swirling around you. Because the soul will give a little prompting to a person, an invitation. Come on, come closer to God, come closer to your mission. And if this person does not look within and does not search for that mission, for what God created you for, the soul will prompt again. It'll become a little bit more impassioned in its plea, impassioned in its cry to turn towards your spiritual mission. And if you become involved in other things and you don't go towards your mission, the soul becomes more insistent. And that is when we start to become involved in turmoil around us. If you are in that point where you feel there's turmoil around you, and it seems like things that you wanted to do is falling apart, it could be because you have a deep spiritual mission that you're not considering. And the words in the reading is, it is only when the individual follows the promptings of the soul that the exterior challenges start to fall away. I gotta say it again, I thought it was so important. It is only when the individual follows the prompting of the soul that the exterior challenges start to fall away. So my friends, I say to you, as you look around in your life, is there turmoil? Or are you living in a serene place where, you know, all things are right? Sure, you're going to have some challenges then, now and then, that comes up, because that's what it is in our three-dimensional world. You might get a parking ticket, a speeding ticket, some appliance might break. You know, this is what happens in our three-dimensional world. But if you feel that everywhere that you turn, that there's a challenge, that you can't seem to kind of get the whole thing going in the right direction, things seem to be falling apart, then look at this. Look at this question. Do you feel you're following your spiritual mission? My friends, if you don't know what your spiritual mission is, then I would suspect that perhaps you may not be following it. Because to follow something, you gotta know what it is that's leading you. So let's talk about this a little. Well, you could order a reading from the Akashic Records and find out, or you could try and work this out yourself. It's going to take some time, but you can do it. Now, I know people meditate, but one needs to get to a certain place in that meditation of relaxation. And it's very important to become very relaxed. And it's hard sometimes in today's world to relax the body, to get into the alpha state or a deeper state, to be able to see into the next dimension, to see into the period of no time or the now. And it starts with relaxation. And so one of the suggestions in this particular reading was, use music, flower essence, candles, mirrors, whatever prop that you can think of that settles the conscious thinking process to find a state of peaceful serenity. Golly, sometimes it's really hard to find a place where there's peaceful serenity, isn't it? And some people take warm baths sprinkled with sea salt or baking soda to calm the muscles and calm the emotional body and the nervous system. You know, well, we said something that brought someone forth. And your name, please.
Hi, my name is Bill.
Hi, Bill. Did you like the topic?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, did you like the topic?
I do. I like the topic very much. That's why I'm calling. I'm here with my friend Linda, and we are wondering who it is we've been before, who we've been in the past together. We're
so
connected here again now.
Okay, let me ask a question. Apparently, you and Linda have a close connection to one another. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And you feel, because of this close connection, that perhaps you've done this before together.
That's correct.
And so you want to know what you did in the past together. I'll certainly be glad to go and see what we can find out for you, Bill, but tell me, why did you want to know, I'm just curious, why did you want to know who you were together in the past?
Well, we've got such a deep connection. We're very good friends. We have the same likes and diet, and we help each other and that sort of thing. We just feel that we had to have been together in the past one way or another.
Okay, let's see what we can find out. I do agree with the direction of your thought, Bill, is that whatever we're doing in the present, whether it's something that's a struggle or whether it's something that's very joyful, it usually does have a basis, in fact, in the journey that you've taken together previously. So let's see what we can find out. And as I concentrate, I send my mind to the center of the cosmos. And have you listened to the show before?
Yes?
Yes? Bill,
yes.
I can't hear you, dear.
Yes.
Okay, so, but I'm explaining this for you in case you didn't, but for others who maybe have not heard this before. And as this part of my mind is in the center of the cosmos with the cherubim who are holding your records, there is a cherubim there, very stately, by the way, very dignified, and she has one record, and another one comes forward with the other record. We haven't done this one before. Each of them are holding the records of one of you. And let me see which place they were. Oh, the first one that held the record is your record, Bill. Probably because you're the one on the telephone talking to me. And she has it close. She is showing it to me close first because she wants me to see the cover. And I was expecting it to be brown, which usually are the souls who were created on the love ray, but it is not. Your cover is blue. It is a darker blue, almost like a sapphire blue. And there is a gold border around the cover. And there is a sacred geometric shape in the center of it. And all of this is relevant to you, Bill, because the blue that is here is representing truth, of course, but it is also representing the mental abilities, the mind, not so much the thinking conscious mind, but the mind that we, not the brain and the thinking conscious brain, but the mind, that part that is connected to the creative processes and is created to source in a very special way, because what the gold border around that and the sacred geometric shape is telling us is that you are a messenger for source, and the geometric shape on the front means that at some point in time, source has asked for your records and has reviewed them. In other words, reviewed them to help understand the emotional aspect behind the information, your journeys, and what you have learned. Source is always interested in emotion. The only emotion that source has is love. And as we journey, we gather these other emotions, and we gather great responses and interactions, interplay with other souls through other emotions other than love. Some of the emotions are based on love. And so they wanted you to know that you came forth in acquiescence to source's request. And, yes, you've been here before many times. There is a quality of gentleness, of surrender around the work that you do. Are you in any way in the healing aspects presently?
No, I'm a farmer, and I work in the real estate business.
Oh, okay, because what they're showing me is that you have great healing abilities, that this gentleness, this quality of compassion along with healing is very much attuned to Kuan Yin's energy. There is this healing aspect that you might want to tap into and to consider, because this is your role in the world. Not so much on the exterior, but on the inner planes, that you have great ability to heal by working on the inner planes, that you do some of that during sleep time at the moment, but you could awaken to this consciously as to what you really are doing on the inner planes when you go to sleep, and you could be aware of your abilities while you're awake. And that is a message that your soul wants you to know, because if you became aware of your healing abilities, you could become much more effective. And so as the cherubim turns me towards the other record, she doesn't show me the cover of it, but she has, I guess perhaps because she did not ask, but she opened the record to show me where the two of you have been together. And yes, as you suspect, the two of you really have been together, and they are showing me many times. You came forth together as the healer. What I'm seeing is pictures from the past where the two of you work together in temples, working with healing individuals, and that has been your great connection. What you feel together in this particular lifetime is the gentleness and the compassion that surrounds the healer. Do you feel that way sometimes with your friend, this great sense of peace and compassion?
I absolutely feel that way. Very compassionate, very healing, an understanding, a level of trust, a love through friendship and communication.
It is because these are attributes and abilities that you have shared together many times. And what this is memories coming forth from the past. Do you meditate with your friend?
Yes, we do.
Because they are suggesting that you do more of this, that if... Now, when the two of you meditate, do you hold hands together? Do you look into each other's eyes?
Yes, we do. We hold hands. We look into each other's eyes, breathing. We celebrate our day and our nights together.
Have you, in doing this, have you seen some of your past lives together?
No, we've not seen that, no.
Well, do you feel any of them?
Absolutely, we feel a connection that we've been together before, and that's what prompted the call.
Yes.
Also, what prompted the call is we're looking for a home. We're looking for a small farm, and we're having difficulties finding the right piece of property.
Why is that?
I just haven't come across anything that meets our needs that's a good fit.
How do you see your needs?
A place where we can have a quite a big garden, where we can grow food, we can celebrate in abundance, where we can share with others and rejoice in our day by day.
Have you seen this place as a healing center for others?
Absolutely. That's more so on Linda than me, but absolutely as a place that can, after we pass, that can be left for others to enjoy. And
well, this, my friend, is the calling of this land. And to materialize this, concentrate on the aspect of the healing center. In other words, program, like when the two of you come together and you meditate, concentrate on the land that it will be in abundance if you ask for the right thing. In other words, if you ask to be shown the place that is suitable for your healing center, and the two of you work on materializing that, Spirit will bring forth what you are looking for, and it will fulfill all these other needs that you're speaking of. So place it primarily on the most perfect place energy-wise for healing, because that's really what you're looking for. And I suspect that what you're... Are you sensitive to vortexes? Are you energy conscious enough to be susceptible to vortexes?
Absolutely.
Well, this is what you're looking for. You're looking for a piece of land that is a healing center that, and it will have a vortex on it.
Is this property on the market yet, do you think?
Before I get to that question, what state are you in?
Washington, up in Bellingham.
What they're suggesting is that you take... Do you know how to douse?
Yes.
Take a mat, douse the mat for the vortex. So it gives you a general idea of what you're looking for. I would suggest that the two of you do this together, which you probably will. Take the map, douse for the vortex, do it together. In other words, join your energies. Now, let me see about the other question. What they are saying is, not yet, but soon. The owner of the land is contemplating selling this.
You think this is raw land or an existing
let me finish concentrating on this first, and we'll get to that.
Thank you.
The owner is in the process of considering selling the land. It's not on the market yet, but it will be soon. The owner is aware of the vortex and is not going to put this land in anybody's hands. Price is not the goal with them, but turning the property over to someone who has the spiritual integrity to use the land as they know this was meant to be used. So what they're saying is, when you find the land and you feel this is right for you, then do not feel that you need to hide this fact from this person as to what you're looking for with regards to the land, because they understand what they have. What was your other question?
Is it raw land, or is it an existing home with buildings? Bellingham, where we are, is up by the Canadian border in Whatcom County. Is it in this area?
Well, wait a minute. You're asking two questions. The first one, is it raw land or is there building on it? I think the person who wants to sell this has a home on it, but they might be dividing it. I don't see them selling their home. I think what all of this is about is there is a house there. They're considering selling off part of the property. Now, your other question was, what was the other question?
Is it in the Bellingham area, which is up by the Canadian border in Whatcom County?
They're saying, again, take the map of your state and douse for it.
We have found one piece that we like.
Before you go into this, let me finish. There's a reason for this. And to ask them to give all the answers is good, but it empowers you more to walk into your mastery to find some of the answers. In other words, what they're saying is they have directed you to a path, and that is what they want to do, to direct you to a path. They want you to walk into your own mastery, and that is why they are suggesting to take the map and douse for it.
Okay.
Now, your other question?
We have located a 40-acre piece of raw land that we like. Is this the right piece, the correct piece?
Do you or your companion use the pendulum?
Yes.
Who uses the pendulum?
Both of us, mostly Linda.
What I'm seeing here is, when you have a question about a parcel of land, that I see her now, she's using to take her pendulum and get the answers with the pendulum. You understand that this is spirit that is speaking through the pendulum. You know that, don't you?
Yes, we know that.
Yes. So you go to the land that you have a question about. She takes her pendulum. She asks several questions. One, if that is, you see, you have several parcels of land that you could purchase, and you would be happy with. There's more than one parcel of land, but there are not necessarily more than one parcel of land that has the vortex on it that you're looking for. And this can be confusing to you because you could find several parcels of land where you would find peace. In other words, there's some parcels of land that has a lot of good energy to it, where kindness and cooperation and love has been focused and centered into the land itself. And if you walk over that, you would feel the peace and the serenity of that, because they're telling me that there's a lot of parcels of land in the state that is like that. So you could walk on a lot of these parcels, feel the peace of the land, and think that that is the peace for you. You could buy it, and you would be content there. But if you feel that you want a healing clinic, and that is what they're telling me that Spirit is prompting you to do, then go to the property, douse with your pendulum, and ask if that is the parcel that has the vortex on it that would accelerate the healing for your healing center.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Blessings to you.
You're welcome, Bill.
Bye.
Goodbye. And I'm glad that Bill called in with this, because it kind of gives you a sense that when you listen to what Spirit is prompting you to do, that any conflict that is in your life will eventually drop away and resolve itself. And when you walk along the path of what has been laid out for you, it brings great peace and contentment, and things fall in place very easily. In other words, there's a cooperation between you and that door that opens to the other side. So thank you, Bill, for your question. We were glad to get the answer for you, because in a sense, this was demonstrating what we are talking about. Where we were when Bill called was relaxing the physical before you actually start to work on some of this program. Now, we have about 15 minutes before the show is over. I can't get over how fast an hour goes. So I know you're very interested in this information, those who are hearing it, but if you want to get a question in before it's time for us to say goodbye, you better think about dialing the number 877-876-5227. And for those who have a bent on spiritual things, consider joining our conference calls. That's at carolynevers.com. The conference button is on the homepage at the top in the right-hand corner. We have conference calls. Imagine you sit in your home, you join us on a conference call, and we bring forth individuals like Archangel Michael, Yeshua, Pope John Paul, and what is coming forth in these conference calls is really of great importance to today and to your own soul. So consider joining us. So what I wanted to mention is, you know, people that take baths in sea salt and baking soda, it calms the muscles, but the emotional body and the nervous system, this is very important to relax, because you see, stress really does involve the nervous system. And when we're under stress and our nervous system is triggered, it's very hard to sit back and relax. And so do all the things that you can to relax, and especially consider the emotional system and the nervous system. And because once you do this and you are able to get into a state of relaxation and you start with your meditation, you have to raise your vibrations so you can move to a higher level that you can visualize your past. If this is your objective, this is how you do it. The body has to be prepared. It has to be relaxed. You have to have the intent that you're going to reach the higher vibrations that you wish to visualize your past, the past. It doesn't happen all at once. And I'm telling you, for one who has done this themselves, it doesn't happen all at once. You got to work at it. So don't give up. Because here's where you're trying to go. You are trying to reach a level, what they call no time. You've heard about this. It's the level of the now. This is where you see your past lifetimes. This is where you start to understand the progression of who you were in the past. You'll see images. You don't see, like, full-grown pictures. You might see images of faces that kind of move across your eye if you have them closed. Sometimes they'll move very quickly. Sometimes they will move slowly. It takes time to work on this, but you see, you now have stepped out beyond time. You are in that level now where all time becomes one, where it is the now, where there is no time. And you have the right and the ability to reach this. You have the right and the ability to know who you were in the past. It helps to know that so that you know what you have come to do today. Because many times we come in capacities that are very similar to one another. In other words, if you've been a spiritual warrior, if you have been a spiritual warrior through many lifetimes, challenging the dark, protecting people, leading people, then more than likely you're in that same role today. You're still the spiritual warrior. It's why it helps to understand the past, because the past is like a jumping off place. It tells you where you've landed. Where are you now? The past has a very great bearing on that, because you might have some traumas from the past that need to be cleared. And they come with us in our DNA. And it was very difficult before now to clear the DNA. It's why it has taken so many lifetimes to keep coming here and trying. But the beauty of it today, something happened that's different. We didn't have this in the past. We have healers now who know how to get into this higher level of no time, the now, and clear these past patterns of DNA. If you haven't heard Charlene and myself on the Saturday shows, tune in. We were just on board yesterday. We'll be coming back in 2 weeks. It's the sort of things that we do together, and it is the sort of things that can be done to clear these patterns, because here's what happens with a pattern. Let's suppose you had a situation. We'll take something that's very simple. In this example here, where somebody kept attacking the individual's integrity, who they were, beating them down, trying to control them. We see these people around in our lives all the time. If you start believing that, then that's truth for you. That's the sad part of it. We start believing somebody's words that is not charitable, somebody's words that are attacking. They're looking for their own, make their own ego feel good by pulling you down. But if you believe it and you haven't cleared that, which is not your truth, you might come in the next lifetime, the same thing happens, you haven't cleared it. Well, if you come through a couple lifetimes and you don't clear this problem or challenge in your life, then you start attracting those people in your life who are going to be acting the same way, because like attracts like. And this is how you know, this is another way that you know where some of the patterns are forming in your life that make you unhappy. You know, I've heard people say this subject is a little different. Criticizing, you know, a mother criticizing a daughter because the only person, kind of individual they attract in their life is the people that have certain problems, drinking, gambling, whatever. There's a pattern there that needs to be cleared. If you have something happening in your life that you don't like, you can change it by clearing the pattern. And so we're talking about some of these tools, whether it's an energy healer like Charlene working on this, or somebody like myself reading the Akashic Records. These are tools. But one of the ways that you know where there is a problem is emotion and discernment. I want to talk a little bit about that as soon as we give the number again. My friends, you might only have 5 minutes, 877-876-5227. We are bombarded all the time with advertising. And it sounds good. Oh, you might even buy it. It sounded so good. Whatever the product is, but is it right for you? Is it really going to do the things that they say it's going to do? This is where discernment comes in. You can go within and ask yourself, is that product right for me? And you know what? If you get in the habit of doing this, you'll find the answer. We need more discernment in our lives because we are believing what other people tell us. Now, I'm not saying be skeptical of people. There's a lot of loving people out there. But there are also people that want you to buy their product. They want your money. They're not too much interested in whether the product's going to do what it wants for you. There's a lot of greed in the world. And I'm not suggesting that we in any way become cynical of people. I do believe in keeping the heart centers open with bringing love to the world. What I am saying is, as we walk this path, consider discernment. And how do you check discernment? Your body's going to tell you by the way you feel. If somebody says something to you and you don't know if it's true or not, go within. Ask. You'll get an emotion as to how you feel. Your body is like a barometer. Your body will tell you. And the more you do it, the stronger it gets. It's like a muscle that you have to use and strengthen. Now, if some of the things that I have said today intrigue you and you would like to have a reading, go to my website, carolynevers.com. You'll see the place, the entranceway to walk into the Akashic reading, and order one. It is amazing to me all the time. I sit and do these readings, and I'm just amazed at the information that comes out because it puts a current moment to your historical past. In other words, it helps you get some clarity on what's going on in your life, the choices that you have to make, the directions that you need to go through. And it's not that I am saying it, but it is there within your record. You will know that it is truth by how you feel when you hear the words. I send people a written report in their email, and then I send a voice record which you can hear and feel the energies of the cherubim as we read the record. And I have people tell me all the time how they just cried when they heard it, because it was something there that they were relating to on a very deep level. Well, I guess there are either people who are just so enthralled with what we're saying that they're not picking up the phone to call, or else what we're saying is not moving them, or they are all away on vacation. I don't know what it is, but the number here is 877-876-5227. So discernment now is extremely important. And one of the reasons why it is so important is because there are a lot of forces out in the world that is trying to stop the light from bringing through its great abilities. And we probably have 5 minutes, and so I'm going to cover something real quick, a topic that I can get in that amount of time. Our soul sets up a mission with us before we incarnate. It is almost like a board that we're in front of. There are other souls that kind of help us to make decisions, to make choices as to the different opportunities that we're going to work with when we come to Earth. And there is usually a main goal, so to speak. When we come to Earth and we start working on it, the main goal is the middle path. And if we follow that path, we're on the middle road. If we don't follow that goal, we fall down to the lower path or the lower road. But if we are attuned to what we are doing, we can accomplish even more. And that is the higher path, the high road. And my friends, we are in the most glorious moment now, a moment that planet Earth has not seen for a long time. So let us get together. Let us join in our comfort and companionship, and let's find the high road. Let us all be there on the high road, producing even more than what we set out to do. And so, my friends, I wish you love and whatever you're doing. Check out my website, carolynevers.com, CarolynEvers.com. There's courses there, books, the conference calls, Akashic readings. We have much to offer. Come join us. Until next Sunday, this is Carolyn Evers signing out. Blessings to all of you.